Daf is a daf dalet. We got to the last two lines of Gimel and Beis. Today's daf is going to be a bit of a technical daf, different types of sukkahs, and we're going to learn some principles. It's going to remind us a little bit of Maseches Eruvin. So Gemara says now the last two lines of Gimel and Beis. Hayisa gvoa me esrim amma. If the sukkah is 20 amos high, which we know already is possible, uvalim at, and you want to come now decrease. You want to minimize that the height. So you could do two things. You could either lower the schach, or you could raise the floor, if you will. So Gemara suggests, if you want to be balamata bikarmu bikissos, with pillows and blankets and mattresses to add to the floor, this way you're minimizing the airspace, lohavimia, that's not going to be sufficient, because that does not become part of the ground itself. It's very temporary. And the Gemara says further, on the top of daf dalid, viafa gav dibatlinu luchulu, even though you're mevatel. Even though you're mevatel, I'm saying mevatel, I'm leaving the pillows, I'm leaving the mattresses, I'm leaving everything here. Still, nonetheless, it's not going to work. Mishim de butla daito etel kol adam. Because no one does that. That's not normal. And since it's something that's strange that you're doing, we are mevata your das up against everybody else, and it's not going to be sufficient. So Gemara says, okay, so fine. By pillows and mattresses and blankets, that won't work. But what about using tevin, straw? Straw is understandably much more personally willing to mevata that to the ground. Would that work? So Gemara says, if a person takes tevin, ubitlo. He's mevatel and says, I'm leaving this on the ground now. Havi miyat, that actually works as a miyat. That does minimize the space. And kol shekein afar ubitlo, and certainly dirt, which is obviously part of the ground, and a person's mevatel, that too certainly will be considered adding to the floor and will be bitl. So the Gemara, just look at Rashi before you go vayikra in the Gemara. Rashi says two lines down, tevin ubitlo bifiv l'shiva. He actually says you have to articulate it, that you're mevatel for all 7 days of Sukkot. It does not need to be forever, at least for the 7 days of Sukkot, to make it part of the floor. So that's the Rashi. So now tevin and kol shekein afar, if you're mevatel them, they certainly become part of the ground, and you've minimized the height. However, the Gemara says, two cases which are a machlokus, three lines down the Gemara says, tevin ve'ein asr lifnozo. Let's say you place straw down, but you're not mevatel it. You just don't plan on removing it, but you don't say bitl. You just place it down there, and your das is to leave it there. Or, Gemara says, afar stam. Or let's say you place dirt there, but you don't even have in mind, you may or may not leave it there for 7 days. It's not, certainly not bitl. But it's also not a case where you plan to leave it for 7 days. You just don't know what you plan to do with it. You might leave it there, or you might not leave it there. Those two scenarios, tevin ve'ein asr lifnoso, and afar stam, just a stam case without having any clarity of das, both of those scenarios are machlokas Rabbi Yossi for Rabbanim. The Gemara is now going to bring a Mishnah from Maseches Olos, Legabe Tuma, and use that as a model for machlokas here as well. Just like they argue whether that's going to serve as a chatita by Tumas Mace, that's the same machlokas here, whether it will serve as a bittul, Legabe, the height of the sukkah. So what's the machlokas Rabbi Yossi Rabbanim? So Gemara quotes this Mishnah. Bayis shemilehu tevin otsraro. So you have a house that's full of straw, or it's full of pebbles and rocks. Ubitlo mevutl. If you're mevatel to the ground, that's actually bitl. We'll see the relevance in just a second. So bitlo in, lo bitlo lo. Only if you're mevatel the tevin, you're mevatel the tsraros, will it work. But if you're not mevatel it, then the din is it won't be part of the ground. It won't be bitl. You have to be mevatel. So that would assume, so to tevin, and there's no bittul, or offer no bittul, it would not work by sukkah either. So just look at Rashi, what exactly is the scenario? What do you mean mevatel the rocks and dirt for legabe olos? So Rashi says it's around 10 line, narrow lines down, Rashi explains. Hachi garsinan, bayis shemilehu tevin otsroros bitlu. You're mevatel straw, or you're mevatel rocks to the bottom of the house. Uli inin olos, with respect to tumas ohel, tanan, the Mishnah teaches us, the tumas sheyeshla ohel chalal tefach eino bokas lemalam nagag. Let's say you have a mace, a dead body. If it's in a box, a coffin, if there's a tefach of airspace above the corpse and the top of the aron, that actually retains, the tumas stays within the box. It doesn't go outside. But let's say there is less than a tefach. Let's say the mace is right here and the top is right next to the mace. There's no airspace of a tevach. It actually protrudes. It goes right through the airspace and there's tuma through the coffin. So you need to have an airspace of tevach to keep the tuma inside. So let's say there's an airspace, but you're actually mevatel with rocks and tevin. Does that block? Is that going to block the airspace? Or no, that's not really part of the aron. So the Gemara says, if you're mevatel the tsraros and the offer to the inside the aron, that will minimize the tefach airspace and create tumah to be bokas. But if you just place it there and are not mevatel, it does not block the airspace, and the Tumah will actually stay within the Aron. That's the Nafkamina. So just like we have that by the case of Tumas Oel, so too by the case of Sukkah. Now that's all the Sheet of Chachamim. Exactly, makes it Chamer here. Exactly. Then Tani Allah, Rabbi Yosef, Yosef comments on that mission. He says, Omer, Tevin ve'ein osu lefnoso, if you have straw, but you're not mevatel the straw by the Tumas Oel, but you just place it there, and you have no intent of removing it, that has the same din, harehu, ka'ofer stam ubatel. It's no different than placing dirt there without any das, and it's bittel, the din is bittel. You don't have to actually mevatel, says Rabbi Yosef, but just the das of not moving it is sufficient. However, afar, the osir le alfnoso, if I place dirt in the box, and I plan to remove it, or I place dirt in the sukkah, and I plan to remove it, that's harehu kistam tevin, like kistam ke, that's a case of evan, where you did not have any das, velo bittel, that bittel will not work. So that that whole discussion by Tumas Oel is now transferred over to the halachas of sukkah, whether that will be bittel or not bittel. Gemara now says, next case. Hayisok gavoa me esrim amma, let's say you have a sukkah that's 20 amos high. V'hotzin yordin besoch esrim amma. So now you have some of the schach that's hanging down inside the sukkah itself. So the din is, is that going to be acceptable or not? So right now, the way, if when you read the Gemara at surface, it doesn't sound like what I'm about to tell you what it's going to mean, but it means as follows. We're not using the top schach anymore. We're using the schach that's hanging in. The top schach is possible, but some of it's hanging down now. So the hanging down schach, is that going to be sufficient for my schach now? Because that is actually within 20 amos. So Gemara says it depends. If that schach that's hanging, if it's generating more shade than sunlight, if you were to remove the top schach, that's possible. And whatever remains hanging down, that generates more shade than sunlight, that's actually acceptable. But if not, it's not acceptable. So look how the Gemara says this. Again, v'hotzin yordin, the schach is hanging inside, besoch, within 20 amos, esim amma, im tzilsam meruba mechamasam, if the shade of the hanging schach is actually more than the sunlight, that's acceptable. Vim lav, if it does not generate more shade than sunlight, psula, that would be possible. And Rashi just explains here, just one key line, around seven narrow lines up, im tzilsam shel osam hutzin meruba mechamasam, if the shade of the hanging schach is more than the sunlight, and he adds, you have a shaklis le l'schach elyon, that means you have to remove the top schach. You have to imagine if the top schach wasn't there, and then after that's removed, is what remains hanging within 20, is that going to generate more shade or more sunlight? Gemara says, next scenario, an opposite case. Hayisa gavoa asar tvachim. Let's say you have a schach that's 10 tvachim high, which is the smallest amount, the small shear of a sukkah you could have. V'hotzin yordin l'soch asara. Now the hanging schach is blocking your 10 tvachim, so now I can only sit within 7 tvachim. So is that going to disqualify in this case? Is that disqualifying my sukkah? So Savar Abai Lameimar, Abai wanted to say initially, Im chamasan meruba mitzosam ksheir, right? If the hanging schach produced more sunlight than shade, that means it's not serving as a schach and will not disqualify my sukkah. It will be an acceptable sukkah. It's the opposite svar before. Before we wanted it to have more shade to create a schach. Here we want it to have less shade, so it should not be viewed as a schach and rely on the upper schach when it's 10 tefachim high. But even though Abai said that and it sounds like it makes sense, Amale Rava, Rava says, ha dira sruchi, that's a dira srucha, which literally means like a ruined dira. That's a, it's not a, I'm not sure how they say this in English, but it's not a sukkah that a person can live in. It's too low down. I'm trying to sit in my sukkah and there's schach hanging on my head. That doesn't work. Vein adam dar, but dira srucha, a person cannot live in such a dira. So the Rishash points out, based on this, he said, wait a second. A normal sukkah can be 10 tefachim high. How tall is 10 tefachim? It's around 40 inches. 40 inches is about this high, maybe? That's a good sukkah? That's not a dir sukkah? That's good enough? And we also said that the area, the smallest area of a sukkah, could be 7 by 7 tefachim. So that means I'm sitting in 7 by 7 tefachim, down 10 tefachim. That's not called a dir sukkah. That's acceptable. So why is this case in the Gemara here worse than a small shear of a sukkah? So Rishash and Mechadish, and it makes sense. When we said that a sukkah must be at least 10 tefachim high, that's not with a width of 7 by 7. It's either 10 tefachim high and very wide so you can lie down or sit down, or it means if it's 7 by 7 tefachim, it must be higher where you can stand up straight. That's what Rashash writes. But when you put the two together, 7 by 7 and a 10, it doesn't make sense. Now, it doesn't sound like it's push-up shot of how the Gemara presents it. I look into the Lacha, but that's an interesting chiddush of the Rashash. It makes sense, but it doesn't make sense in terms of how the Gemara seems to present itself in other areas. Either way, it's a very interesting point. The Gemara now says Vayter as follows. Ha'isa, halfway down the Amud here, Ha'isa gavoa me'esrim amma. Let's say the sukkah is 20 amos high. Ubana ba itzava. You build a little platform. Now, this picture is very, very important here. So you have three walls. That's what it's a bird's eye view of that picture you have in the Gemara. It's a bird's eye view. You have three walls, and the platform is in between all three walls. So, bana itzava keneged dofen emtsai. You have it up against the middle wall there, and it's still touching the two adjacent walls. Al pnei kula. It goes across the whole length of the middle wall. Which means that platform has an area of 7x7 tvachim, which means it has a proper area. So the din is, it's ksher, it's acceptable. So that's the one din. Because you're relying on the three walls. Because it was initially 20 amos high. By me putting a flat platform in the middle, that now from the platform and above, that's less than 20 amos. I've got three walls. Perfect. Excellent. Umina, let's say, me'atzad, im yesh misfad. Let's say it has me'atzad, which is the second picture. It's adjacent to only one of the walls, but it's very far from the distant wall, meaning it does not have three walls attached to it. So what's the din in this case? It only has two full walls. So this is a big chiddush. The Gemara says, "Uminatzad im yesh misfas itztava." If from the lip of the platform, lakosa, to that further wall, the wall on the left in our picture, it has dal amos, more than dal amos, that's psula, that's too far away. You cannot view that as a third wall. It's only a two-walled sukkah, which is not acceptable. But if between that itztava and that far wall is pachos mi'arba amos, has less than four amos from each other, then that's ksheir, that would be acceptable. My kamash malon, daminan dofen akuma. There's something called a dofen akuma, which literally means a bent wall. So this is a very interesting machlokas, Rashi Meiri, how this works. How does a bent wall work? So look at Rashi, you have to read Rashi carefully. If you look at Rashi, two wide lines down, pachos midalat amos ksheir. If that further wall is within four amos of the platform, it's acceptable. Sheaf hu hochsha al yada, that's acceptable. That far wall can be viewed as the third wall. The Kai Malan, halacha Moshe Mesinai, demachshrei sukkah ayde akimas dofen, by bending the wall ad arba amos, chaser mashmashu. That's the dofen akuma. Now, how the work, what's the mechanism? So pay attention to Rashi carefully. Ro in tzchach ha'elyon, which is mechubel ledofen, harachok, we view the tzchach that's on top, which is connected to that further wall, we view the schach kilu hu min ha'dofen asbo. That schach is actually the wall now. This bent part, this is viewed, the bent part is called the wall. The wall is not this, it's actually this. So that schach, which is above the area where there's no platform, it's viewed as a wall. Even though it's really schach, it's really a wall. The okam ad keneged svasa itztava. So now just imagine, if, let's say, this is my itztava right here. I've got three walls, that's perfect. But let's say this wall is far away. So we don't view this as a wall being gapped, as a big gap. We view the wall as if it was like that. So now it's chach, and it's like that, but we view it like that type of wall, which case this is the wall, and we view it almost as it's like that point. That's the understanding of the Mir, of the Rashi. The Mir says, no, this chach is not part of the wall. We view this wall as being over here now. We just cut this out. We're kind of imagining as it jumped over, but this chach is not part of the wall. What's an afkamina? Can a person sit in the area of the sukkah that's underneath the chach? According to Rashi, yes, because that's within the wall. But according to Miri, you just move the wall over here, you're outside the sukkah now, that actually won't work. And there are a few other nafkumis, but that's the conceptual difference between Rashi's understanding of Dofen Akuma and the Miri's understanding of Dofen Akuma.
Even according to Rashi, it's questionable, because if it starts angling already from the top, and you sit here, it's almost you're sitting on a wall.
But you're at least within, but you're within the sukkah, at least.
You're within the sukkah.
You're within the sukkah. Exactly. Okay. So they have a couple other nafkumis as well of, let's say, could that schach, I forget the other nafkumis, but there are nafkumis. Anyways, we learn from this halacha that dofen akuma works for a sukkah. So Gemara says, wait a second. Tanina, we already know from another Mishnah that dofen akuma works. Why teach this second case here? What's the Mishnah? A bias, shenifchas v'sichach agabav. Let's say you have a house. And you know, in Eretz Yisrael, many times they have retractable roofs. So you take out the roof, and you put schach on top of that, and you're using the walls of the actual house, the actual room. So bayis shenifchas, if it was either damaged or they removed it, the retractable roof, and tzichach agabav, you place schach on that open hole on the top of the roof now, im yesh minakosa l'tzichach dal amos. If between the schach and the walls there's more than dal amos, that's actually possible. It has to be close enough to the walls. Ha'pachas mikan, if it's within four amos of the walls, that's ksher, that's actually acceptable. So Gemara says, so don't we learn from there, Dofen Akuma? Why does the Gemara have to present another case of Dofen Akuma? So Ma'adah says, what would I have thought? Hasim over there, it works. Dechazi, Ledofen. Because the case here is as follows. It wasn't that the whole roof was broken. Let's say the few boxes in the center were open, but you still have the rooftop connected. So that makes sense because this rooftop is the same material as a wall. It's a real wall, just like a wall, a roof and a wall are the same material. But a schach isn't a wall. When I'm building a sukkah, I'm putting some, you know, bamboo. That's not a wall. So maybe Dofen Akuma only works when the roof is a real rooftop, and it can be viewed as a continuation of the wall. But when my rooftop is a schach, which cannot work as a wall, maybe you should not apply Dofen Akuma, Kamash Mlan, even when my rooftop is made from schach and not really wall material, it still can be applied. You can still apply the din of Dofen Akuma. So look at the Gemara. It says again, I would have said Mal the same, and maybe only there, Hossam, over there by the Bais Shenivchas, should Dofen Akuma work. The Chazi Ladofen, because the wall, the rooftop itself, is fit to be a wall. Vahacha, here in our case of the Itztiva, of the platform, we are using the schach as a wall now, the Lo Chazi Ladofen, aim alo, maybe we cannot apply Dofen Akuma. Even in this case, one can, in fact, apply Dofen Akuma. Just look at Rashi. Rashi says, five lines up from the bottom, last few lines, a few words rather. Pachos mi'arba amos is k'shera. Shadofne habayis nasin la'defanos. The walls of the house become the walls of the sukkah. V'atikra, the ceiling, psul, it's puzzle. Hamafsek is bein time. That now separates between the actual wall of the house and the acceptable schach. But still, Rowan Oso, you could view the tikra, the ceiling, ki'iluhu min ha-dofen, as if it's part of the wall, v'nekem ha-dofen akan, and now it bends until the actual schach, v'ein kan schach pasol el ha-dofen, u'mechur bel schach kasha. That may only work again if the ceiling is the same material as the wall, where it's good enough to be a wall material. As opposed to the case of the schach, maybe it should not work. Fine, back inside the Gemara now. Gemara says around eight lines up from the bottom. Ha-yisa gavar me'esim amma, the sukkah, now the schach is 20 amas above. Now, you build a platform in the center. It's not adjacent to any, it's not touching, it's not hugging any of the walls. It's in the center of the sukkah. And there's spaces between every single one of the walls. So now, im yesh misfas itztava ledofen arba amos lechol ruach v'ruach psula. If, let's say, the platform is more than 4 amos away from every one of the walls on the side, that's possible. There are no walls at all. It's just an empty platform and there's zero walls. But if pachas me'arba amos k'shera, if, however, it's within 4 amos of each of the walls around it, that's acceptable. That's dofen akuma. So my kamash v'lam what's the chiddush here? Damina dofen akuma haynu hach. We already learned. You say dofen akuma as long as the platform is within dal amos of the wall. That's dofen akuma. What's different than the previous two cases we just mentioned? So Gemara explains mal the same. What would you have thought? Maybe dofen akuma works beruach achas. I mean, maybe only to one side could you invoke dofen akuma. Aval l'chol ruach beruach to have to use dofen akuma for 3 of the walls, that's a bit much. That's a stretch. Maybe we should not apply Dofen Akuma. Kamash Blan, there is no limitation. You could use Dofen Akuma as many times as you want, even for all 3 necessary walls, and rely on this as a kosher sukkah. Fine.
I have a question. According to Rashi, that holds that it's that we considered like diagonal. How does it solve the 20 amos problem? You're still sitting under more than 20 amos.
If you're sitting underneath it, you're saying.
Yeah, because
now, the way it's viewed,
the other one you're actually...
Yeah, now the way it's viewed, once you have a kasher sukkah, which is on the platform,
yeah,
that kasher sukkah actually will extend itself to an annex,
okay,
of even where it's bigger than 20 amos. Excellent. So then the Gemara says, last few lines here. Ha'yisa p'chusa me'yis asar t'vachim. Let's say you have a sukkah that's lower than 10 t'vachim. So right now it's possible. V'chakakba, now you're going to dig in the dirt to create the height now, by digging lower in the ground. So chakakba k'dei l'hashlima l'asar. So you dig down a couple inches to now have a full height from the floor to the ceiling. You have 10 tefachim. Now, this hole, you didn't make the whole area of the sukkah. You didn't dig the hole. You only dug it in the center of the sukkah, but next to the wall that goes back up to the shorter than 10 tefachim. So how do we connect the hole in the bottom of the ground to the walls? Here the Gemara says something very different. Chakak bakadei lashlima la'asara im yesh misfas chakak lekosa. If between the hole you dug and the wall is gimel tefachim, psula, that's much different than what we said before. Above we said 4 amos, which is a lot more. That's almost 20 tvachim we allow. Here we only allow 3 tvachim. So the Gemara says, lekosa gimel tvachim, it's psula, but if it's pachos mishlosh tvachim, it's within 3 tvachim of the walls, that's kshair, that's acceptable. Now this would be what Rashi calls, we know this already, top line in Rashi, this is using the mechanism of lavud. Lavud is halachal moshe misinai, v'chashvina laki'ilu hachakak lavud u'magia es ha'arakosel. Within 3 tefachim, we could view the whole of the ground as if it's mamish touching the walls. That's what we call lavud. So what's the difference of Lavid versus Dofen Akuma? Dofen Akuma has four amos, and this only has three tvachim, a huge difference. So Gemara says, Maishna Hasim over there, Damris Pachas mi arba amos, O Maishna Hacha, only Damris Pachas mi shlosha tvachim. So Hasim over there, De'isla Dofen, Pachas mi arba amos sagya. There, by the case of the Itzvah, we already had walls. The walls existed. We were just lacking the height. So all you have to do is to connect the platform to the walls is four amos is sufficient. But by the Sukkah, it's less than 10 tvachim. The wall is not even a wall. You cannot call a wall unless it's at least 10 tvachim high. So here, it's 7 tvachim. You need to make it into a wall. That's a much bigger step than simply connecting to a wall. You're creating a wall. Now, to create a wall, then you need much. We only allow for much less. Look how Rashi, I'll finish the Gemara, then we'll read how Rashi puts this all together. Again, over there, Hasam, the dofen already exists. Then Pachas Me'ar Ba'amos Isagi. That's sufficient. Hacha here, L'shavi L'dofen, to create a wall, then only Pachas Mishlosha Tvachim is acceptable in B'i low. If you don't have three Tvachim low, it would not be acceptable. Rashi just says it. He usually gets a little bit different terms here. Rashi says, Hasam, three lines down from the top, the Itzel Dofen Pachas Me'ar Ba'amos, Hasam D'ika Sham Shem Dofen Alav. There, by the 20 Amos Sukkah, you already have a Shem wall. It's just that the height is lacking, so that all you need is four Tvachim, four Amos rather. But jump to the next Rashi, Hacha. Pachas mi'asara, ein shem dofen alav. There are no walls. You can't call a wall if it's less than 10 tvachim. That's not called a wall. Elahasha hu deba'inen l'shavya dofen. Here, you want to create a wall. Hilkach b'mash eino dofen lo agmina rachmana. We only allow 3 tvachim to work. That's the big distinction. And now the Gemara says further, around 6 lines down from the top here. Ha'isa gavoa, let's say it's a me'asim amma. Let's say the sukkah is 20 amos high. U'bana ba'amud, and you want to build a pillar inside. Shu gavoa asar tvachim. So within the big sukkah, you build a pillar, platform, or something that's 10 tvachim high. The yeshba hechsha sukkah, which means this space, the area space on top of the platform is enough area you need. It's 7 by 7 tvachim. So now this is an interesting chiddush now. Remember back from the sukkahs in Erevin, you don't have actual walls here. But you're allowed to use the walls of the platform. It could be viewed as going up high, virtually going up high. So the Gemara says, Savra bayi lemeimar gud osik michitasa. That the walls of the platform can be viewed as going above the platform itself. So even though I'm not physically surrounded by walls, but the halachically, those might be viewed as walls. We have such a concept in the Gemara's in Erevin. So Gemara says, Einachanami, that is a concept. However, Amrle Rava, Ba'inan Mechitos Hanikaros Veleka. You have to have walls that are recognizable. And in this case, you don't recognize them as being walls, and it won't be sufficient. Doesn't work here. That's what he says. So Gemara says further now. Tanya Rabbanan. Na'otz arba kundisin v'sikach agabe. Let's say you're right now, we don't know where you are, but let's say you're rooftop, because we're going to discuss a rooftop in a second. You put on top of the rooftop four poles, and you put a schach hanging over. So now, is that a good enough sukkah? So Gemara says, Rabbi Yaakov machshir. Rabbi Yaakov said, that's a good sukkah. You have the Tzurus of Pesach, that could serve as a wall. And Chachamim posim, Chachamim disqualify such a sukkah. So where is this machlokas? Where would you put up this four-pillared or four-poled sukkah? So Amar Rav Huna, Machlokes al svas hagag. This was taking place on the rooftop. So imagine this is the rooftop. They build the poles on mamish the edges. So you have the walls of the building now serving to go up gudosik. So that's where the machlokes exist. That Rabbi Yaakov Savar amrinan gudosik michitasa. The walls of the building can be viewed as going up to the schach. So you have four poles now, and that goes all the way up. That's good enough. Rabbanan savre lo amrinan gudosik michitasa. We do not allow the walls to continue rising up, and it's not acceptable. That's where the debate is. Aval had the four poles been placed be'emsa gag, meaning where there are no walls, there's no gudosik, it's in the desert, let's say, in the field, so then that would not be gudosik. Even Rabbi Yaakov would agree that it wouldn't work. Be'emsa gag divya kol psula. There's no gudosik in that case, that's where it would be unacceptable. Comes along Rav Nachman Amar, he says, no, be'emsa gag machlokas. No, in the center of the gag. The machlokas is not about gudosik. Machlokas is, can you use a tzurus of Pesach as a wall? There are no walls coming up. Imagine I've got a field. I place four poles. Rabbi Yaakov says that's good enough because I've got a Tzurus HaPesach that would serve as a wall. And Chacham agree, argue that it will not serve as a wall. You need a real wall, not a Tzurus HaPesach. That's Rav Nachman's understanding. Now, within Rav Nachman, who he holds, the Machlokes is Be'emsa Agag, and there's no Gudosik. So would he say, would they all agree by Gudosik it would work? Or they also argue if it was on the Svas Agag? So Gemara has two opinions. Ibailu, Be'emsa Agag Machlokes, Aval Asfas Agag, Divya kol kshera, because even Chachamim would agree gudosik should work. Is that Rabbi Huna's understanding, or maybe Rabbi Nachman's understanding rather? Odilma bein zu machlokas. Maybe they debate both in the case of emsa gag where the Terutz of Pesach works, and also Bisfasagag, where the good Osag works. It's a double machlokas. Gemara doesn't know how to understand Rav Nachman, and the Gemara ends off as a teiku. So now that was the discussion. So now the Gemara asks a question for the following brayse, Meisive. Nods dal kundisin be'arts. You place four poles on the ground, v'sikach al gabon, and you place schach over them, Rav Yaakov machshir v'chachamim poslim, v'ha eretz d'ke'emsa gag dami. Isn't on the plain field, isn't that no different than the emsa gag? And yet we still see v'ka machshir b'yaakov, so it must be a tiyufta, the Rav Huna tiyufta, because he felt that the machlokes was only on the svas gag, but the emsa gag, everybody agreed it's actually no good. But this brayse clearly says the eretz, which is no different than the emsa of a gag, meaning there are no walls, yet still Rabbi Yaakov permits it. So this is a clear tiyufta to the first opinion of Rav Huna. The old, moreover, the emsa who the pligi of al svas gag divra kol kshera. Also, according to the Rav Nachman, who felt that they argue the emsa gag, we had a man damar, but maybe in the svas gag everyone agrees it works. Well, lemet you have to tiyuf to the Rav Huna, betarte, let's say to double machlokas to Rav Huna, both on these points as well, that again, he felt the machlokas was on svasagag, and by the emsagag, no machlokas, but now it sounds like, no, they're only arguing by emsagag, but it sounds like from the braisa, but svasagag, everyone would agree it actually would work. So it's a double machlokas, a double tiyuf to Rav Huna. So Gemara says, amulach Rav Huna, Rav Huna says, no, it's only one tiyuf to me. Pligi be emsagag, vuadin al svasagag. Granted that the braisa only presented machlokas be'emsagag, but they also argue on svasagag. Even though the Brisa didn't mention svasagag, they also debate that case. Behind the kemiflagi be'emsagag, the reason why the Brisa only chose to discuss the emsagag was simply to show you the lodiyacha kocha de Yaakov, to show you how far, how extreme of Yaakov is willing to go, the afilu be'emsagag, even in the center of a roof where there is no good osag, even there, hachanami, he's machshir. But ain't a chanami, says Rav Huna, they also debate Bemsagag, they also debate Svasagag.
It's two completely machlokas, different.
Completely true, yeah. Yeah. And the other yeah. Exactly, two different machlokas, exactly. Okay. So then the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, Nats Arba Kundisin, Baaretz, Besikach Agaban. We're now recording a Braisa, you have four poles on the ground, you place a schach on top of it. Rabbi Yaakov Omer, Roin Kol She, this is a different concept now. It's Roin Kol She Ilu Yechakaku, if you were to divide up each poles, V'chalku, and divide into half, v'yeshbem tefach lakan, v'tefach lakan, nidonim mishum diumin. I'm going to explain outside, and I'll read it inside one more time. Imagine you have a pole. So a pole, let's say the pole is, tefach by tefach. If I were to, in theory, carve it out, make it into like a little L, I'd have a tefach this way, and a tefach that way, and each corner has tefach. That would work according to Rabbi Yaakov. That's called diumdin, and that creates a wall. That's Rabbi Yaakov's chiddush. So let's look at the Gemara one more time. Again, Rabbi Yaakov Omer, Rowan, you could see, you could envision, kol she'ilu yichakaku v'yichalku, if you were to carve out the poles, and you could divide it, v'yeshram tefach lakan, tefach in one direction, and tefach lakan and tefach in the other direction, nidonim, we could judge this as mishum diyuma, that's the name we use, when you have a pole, it's a tefach in one direction, tefach in an L-shape, is called diyumar, and that's acceptable. Vimlav, if the pole does not have that type of measurements, Ein nidonim mishum diyumad. It would not work as diyumad. It would not be acceptable. Shaya, Rabbi Yaakov Omer, diyumde sukkah tefach, yumde, this, again, this L-shaped pole is acceptable as long as it's a tefach in each direction. That works for sukkah. We don't passing this way, but that's the chiddush of Yaakov. It works by Ervin. That's a discussion. By sukkah, he thinks it works as well. But Chacham argue, Chacham Omer, isn't that true? Ad sheheshtaim kilchasan v'shlishis afil tefach. We're going to learn how he knows this, but as we know, you have to have two full walls, plus a third wall could be a tefach. But to use diumdim by sukkah, that doesn't work. We need to have two full walls based on the gzeres akasev, plus a final tefach. So let's quickly recap. I told you it's a pretty technical daf. We start off talking about they're trying to mevatel the ground with either pills and a blanket that doesn't work. It's a batla daitel etukadam. We spoke about tevin and afar, how that worked. Stam, asr lefnoso. We then discussed about the hutan yordan that would come down in the sukkah. If it's enough shade, that would create a good sukkah. If it's a small sukkah, it might be a dira srucha. We then discussed dofen akuma, different cases, dofen akuma, four amos, within four amos, either by the platform or even the house that had a hole inside. And we said you could even apply dofen akuma to all three walls as well. That would be allowed. Then about a small tavach, to dig to make it 10 tvachim, you only allow 3 tvachim away from the walls that was using lovud. The reason is because to create dofen, you need, it's much more machmir, only allow for a few spaces. But to have a dofen and just to bring it closer, we even tolerated dal amos of space. We then discussed about using the amud in the center of a sukkah, using good asuk. We said good asuk doesn't work by a sukkah because you need mechitos, hanikaros. Then we discussed the 4 poles and the schach on top of that. Be'em sagag versus sfasagag. We had a couple questions, machlokas of Huner of Nachman. And then finally we finished off with the 4 poles and Yumdun. Rabbi Yaakov thought Yumdun works by sukkah, but Chacham Argon says you need 2 full walls plus a final tefach. Okay, everybody have a wonderful day.